So too have American soldiers working on the ground with the Kurds, going after ISIS forces. Those troops say the ISIS fight has ground to a halt since the Turkish invasion. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks traded higher today on Wall Street. The Dow was up 319 points, the Nasdaq up 106. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. I'm Jay Schaefer. New research from Kansas State University suggests that giving students a hefty grant when they start college and then less and less each year isn't a good idea. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Education professor Tuan Nguyen found out grants really matter. He says they make students 7 to 10% more likely to graduate. Bigger sums have more effect than smaller ones, and keeping the aid flowing helps students come back each semester until they finish. Another key point in his research, grants help most when they're based on income. A lot of public colleges have rolled out more merit-based aid. That doesn't help more people graduate on time because those top academic performers are more likely to do that anyway. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Topeka.
Two men have been injured after a semi-truck overturned in Wichita. A firefighter told the Wichita Eagle.